This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell's here. Manny for 54 minutes, and then he's out of here. He's going to the Big Ten. But we're glad to have him. Daniel's replacing him. So we got to come up with a kind of a, you know.
Recruiting Manny for Danny.
Manny for Danny. There you go. Would Danny be okay, or would Daniel be okay if we call him Danny? Do you think, Manny? Is that okay?
Hey, we might have to ask him, but I would assume he's probably okay.
Okay, all right. Probably should ask before you give somebody a nickname, you know.
Dancing Danny, maybe?
Dancing Danny. Yeah.
Why do I feel like this is going to end up in our bumper music way too much now?
I have competing songs in my ear now. Kind of a bit of a train wreck there, but. It went away, Todd. It went away. You were waiting on the world to change, weren't you?
I'm waiting for the world to get done changing, and then we can. In honor of Daniel, henceforth.
The new dude. Yep, exactly right. One of my favorite Elton John songs right there. He had it right.
Why is this one your favorite?
I've just always liked it. Yeah. I like Elton John a lot.
Such a happy song.
Yeah, they're all that happy, but... All right.
Wow. All the songs he did, and that's your favorite. Okay.
Okay, it's my favorite ballad. I don't know. Layoff for crying out loud. I don't know. I like the song. I do.
See, I was more partial to this one because.
See, Todd, once he starts, it's just, you know, it's over.
It's based on Nelson storming through the room all mad.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. One other thing I want to add to the discussion point here, I'm going to get to the calls, and the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk a little bit about some big news that you marry. This Joe text suggesting that, you know, okay, I'm conservative, I work in energy, I like what the president's doing, but why do we need to sacrifice our moral center? How would you answer Joe? I want to ask you that. And then the other thing I want to talk about, because I mentioned at the top of the show, we haven't had a chance to get it, but Wilbur Ross yesterday, Secretary of Commerce, here for Congressman Kevin Cramer in a trade town hall, met with a lot of folks at True North Steel, met with you know, folks in the ag community, all kinds of folks that are in the trade world, talking about the trade negotiations. And at one point, Kenny Grainer, who is with the U.S. Cattlemen Association, said after a number of questions and going back and forth with the secretary, well, just tell the president we're, you know, in it to win it. And the secretary very quickly says, boom, I tell you what, you're in it to win it, then that if that's the attitude, we will win it. So it made me think, well, what attitude would cause us not to win it? And so I asked him a question about that. Here's his answer, and I want to explore this a little with you today.
The main thing that's making it difficult is everything that the foreign countries can read and hear about concern on the part of Americans and nervousness on the part of the Americans. That's what their end game is. They're hoping that they can, by unfairly targeting certain crops, certain animal products, they're hoping to put enough political pressure on the president that he'll back off and he'll never again have to deal with America trying to get free, fair, and reciprocal trade. That's the only Achilles heel that we have, is any sign of weakness to these other countries.
So what advice do you have to the critics?
Well, the credit is a free speech. I'm certainly not going to go against the First Amendment or, for that matter, any other amendments. And they have a right to speak. But I think they should understand that the more they show weakness, the harder and slower it will be for us to achieve victory.
Wow. So is what Heidi Heitkamp is doing, to use this politically, saying reckless trade war, and, you know, the trade war started under her, you know, long ago, okay? Not under Donald Trump. But she likes to use a reckless trade war and reckless trade policy, and, you know, she clearly is being read in these foreign countries he's talking about. Should she not? Should she take his advice and let them get this done? He's saying it's a one-time deal. We got one shot at this. We got to do it and do it well. If we don't, we're done. I found it very interesting. And, you know, I don't know, are there things that can rise above politics? I'd hope so. I'm not sure. This is one. Heitkamp is clearly on defense right now. That's very obvious. There is no joy in Mudville in the Heitkamp campaign right now. Her numbers are tanking, and an event like yesterday, the access to the Commerce Secretary, who's in the middle of negotiating these deals and in charge of all of it, certainly a very important moment for Congressman Kramer as well. So I want your take. Tell me, 800-228-0550. I don't think I think she should dial it back. And again, she can say anything she wants. I'm not saying she can't. I'm just saying it'd be wise not to, because then you get to what you want, a better deal. Of course, if there's a deal cut and it's good, she's really toast, right? Because she's been whining about how horrible this is, and then we get a good deal. And we may, he told me on this program yesterday, you heard it, by the end of the month. Look at your calendar. That's next week. Steve in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Yeah, I'd just like to say two real quick things. One is, as far as Trump's personality or whatever, well, electing people with the perfect personality who we all like is what landed in this mess. I want someone with substance who's going to fight for us. But what I really called about was earlier in the week, and I'm sorry I couldn't get in and talk about this earlier, but you talked about the anniversary of radio or whatever it was and what it means to people. And I just like to tell you that I want to thank you for what you do, because it reminds me that I'm not alone in the way I think, the way I feel. But what really I wanted to say was I did two tours of duty in Vietnam, and the radio was a constant companion, and it reminded me that in that just insane environment we were in, that it reminds you of what's back home and what's real and what's important. And I just want to say thank you for all you do as well. Appreciate it.
Well, that's very kind of you, Steve. Thank you. And, you know, you said companionship and radio in the same sentence. And that to me is, that's the real deal. That is, that's the feeling you get when you're leaning into the radio all by yourself in a tractor cab or wherever, and I'm doing the same, Todd's doing the same, leaning into the microphone. There's a bond there. It's just like, it's just us talking. Just you and I. So that's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Here's some calls that came in off the air.
Can you tell me if this is fact or not, that Trump wants to let people go back to manufacturing asbestos products like flooring and the such? Thank you.
I don't know. I first I've heard of that. It sounds to me like Hillary Clinton and Heidi Heitkamp cooked that up, put it on Facebook, and it's now fake news. But we'll see if we get Facebook to investigate it. I don't know. Seems a little odd. Thanks for the comment, though. Here's another.
Yeah, guys. Again, all these issues are clouded because of half-truths, and we're not talking about the same things. If I'm not mistaken, 2015-2016, she did vote for a tax bill. And that's why they can say that. She did. It wasn't squat, and it does meet all the other criteria that you're talking about, where it didn't help anybody, but there was another tax bill. It just wasn't this one, and it wasn't in the same year even. It was years earlier. Thanks.
Good point. That's how they're able to say that a lot of time, and that's why they'll say, you know, source it to a vote. Watch the dates. The small print's what matters there on those facts. And then you go back and look at, you know, what are they actually meaning by that. It's a good point. John in Minot, go ahead. You're next.
Yeah, the way everybody's talking about not voting for Heidi, I'm starting to get a little nervous figuring that she might vote against Kavanaugh because she figures she has got nothing to lose anyway.
Well, that's what's supposed to happen, you know, in September. I forget the date.
And, it's your daughter that's going to Yale, right?
She is, yeah.
I'll bet you a dollar to a donut she'll be a liberal before she gets done there.
I'd take that to bet because I know my daughter.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I hope you're right. I hope I'm wrong. I'd be more than happy to give you a dollar or buy you a donut, whichever.
No, I'll tell you a good little story about Hannah. We went out there the first time to look at it, and we all... her mom and I, and, you know, we just sat there and sort of said, boy, this feels like it's very liberal, which we knew, you know, I mean, you know, Yale's going to be liberal. Clearly, it's an amazing institution. They have a lot of things, but they're very liberal. And in the end, she on her own basically sort of said, you know what, maybe I'll just reflect the light to Yale. I'll do my part to bring who I am back there. And she's really done a great job of that. She got, you know, wonderful friends and who share a lot of her values and found the right crowd and neat little church, you know, on campus at Thomas More Center there. So she likes that and St. Mary's. So she's done very well so far. So I think I like my chances, John, but I'll take the bet, okay?
Okay, sounds like a plan.
Yeah, you betcha. I'm very proud of her. I mean, she wanted to go to an Ivy League school, and she really, you know, studied a lot. And ironically, Yale wasn't high on her list, but she did like Yale because when she was little, she watched the junior high or whatever. She watched the Yale hockey team and said, "Gosh, they're good looking kids and they're smart. So maybe I want to go there." And here it all worked out. So more coming up after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndieBlackBowlGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email jim@IndieBlackBowlGuy.com. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Elise Putlich of Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
DackDiesel.com is the home of the website. CJ from Dak Diesel, a regular of ours on What's on Your Mind, wanted us to let you know that, you know, when that diesel truck or tractor is just not right, a lot of commission. Instead of taking your vehicle to a regular auto shop for repairs, how about bringing it to a service center that specializes in diesel vehicles? That's what DAC Diesel's about. In Bismarck, DAC Diesel Bismarck is the one you can count on. Their expertise, their mechanics to fix up your diesel vehicle in no time. CJ grew up in the auto repair trade, specifically, again, working on diesel vehicle repairs. So he's got 20 years of experience bringing that to every job. Call him at 701-258-5011, 701-258-5011 online at dacdiesel.com. Back to the telephones we go to get your take on the news of the day. And Dana and Judd. Go ahead, Dana.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Hey, ever since Donald Trump got elected, and the reason he got elected is because the people are sick of being lied to, and that's basically what it is. The Democrats have tried to do anything, to find anything to just get the people to turn against him. They won't back him with the trade ideas, and I'm not talking all the Democrats, I'm talking their upper leadership. And then, you know, like Dan called in and said something, well, see, he's got to go up 240 notches on the dial so that he gets into Heidi's safety zone, and then they'll give him great kudos for those comments. But while he says that, I want him to ask them to explain to the American public what the failed energy policy was that collapsed Enron and put our country into a backward spiral for the last 18 years, or why they were selling the uranium to foreign countries under Bill and Hillary. You know, have them explain that, and then, you know, then they can move on from there.
Good advice, Dana. Very good advice. Thanks so much. Traveling I-94, now about to share some wisdom from I-94, is Steve. Steve, you're next. Lay it on us.
Hey, Scott. No, I just, you know, the ads are just unbelievable, the number of them, and it is what it is. But when I see the Heidi ads, she's good. There's no doubt. She does the whole folksy thing, and I'm for you, and I'm for North Dakota. But the premises she uses in her ads, like, for example, oh, the big fire at Castleton and the rail cars blew up, and she came out and, you know, said we need better rail cars. Yeah, if you recall, her president that she was so in love with, Barack Obama, completely shut down the building of pipelines in North Dakota and allowed a riot to take place for what, how many months? And then the other wonderful candidate that she thought walked on water, Hillary Clinton, do you think that pipeline would have been built if Hillary Clinton was in there? And how long would it be before they went after fracking with the Clinton administration?
So yeah, well, yeah, I mean, Dakota, she said it. She said it. She said, you know, basically fracking goes away, and you coal guys will find you other jobs. She said that with her own words. This is the challenge, I think, Steve. I don't know. Let me test this out on you. That's why Heidi Heitkamp is in a world of hurt this time. Every other time she's run for anything, she has not had to defend her record. She could say all that nice stuff, and I'm for this, and I'm for that. But now she says it, but it doesn't match what she did. So I think that's the big difference in this campaign for her this time.
Yeah, I don't know how anyone that enjoys the growth and tax revenue and everything that's going on with energy. And then, okay, then let's look at the impact on the farmers. So the farmers are struggling with low commodity prices. You take the pipeline away and have to double the cost of the grain cars to get their product out of the elevator. That's what happens when you have to transport that oil by rail. I mean, it's embarrassing. It's so hypocritical and absurd, but people swallow that, unfortunately.
Steve, thanks for the call. Appreciate you listening. Texter, emailer, I guess, says, so Scott, on the morals question from Joe with Trump, people assume those women who demanded money from Trump, also known as extortion, are telling the truth? If that is the morals question discussed today, guess we really don't know who is being truthful. I'm more concerned about the morals of people who are for abortion, like Heidi Heitkamp. And that's a big one for me, too. You know, I mean, first of all, if you're looking for the perfect leader, you're never going to find him. You have to weigh their pros and their cons. I believe, here's what I believe, and this is largely from people that I've talked to that are very close to Donald Trump, Ben Carson, Mike Lindell, and others who personally told stories about his faith journey, I believe Donald Trump today is not the Donald Trump of, you know, pre-presidency or 10 years ago or whatever. I really do. I really do. And I also believe there's a lot of people, when you're a billionaire, they're going to go after. So I'm the same way. When they talk about the affair that Donald Trump had with so-and-so and he paid off, how do you know there was an affair? She's telling the truth, but he's not? A porn star is more believable to you than Donald Trump? Then you're in the tank. You lost any ability to have an objective conversation, in my view. Jerome and Bismarck, next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, I was just commenting. I couldn't agree more with the two previous gentlemen. But I made a comment about the guy that's advertising. I think he was a deputy sheriff or deputy police chief. He said, we need Heidi for more law and order. The question I get, if Heidi is so tough on law and order, why is she supporting sanctuary cities?
That's a good point. Do you think it's, I mean, is it believable to you to have somebody say, I voted for Donald Trump, but I support Heidi?
Yeah, like chickens swim.
Yeah. The chickens can't swim, can they, Todd? I think I'm with you, Jerome, on that.
Never tried it, but I'm going to go with no.
Yeah. The turkeys can't fly. I know that from Les Nessman. But
I mean, they're so deceiving and so deceptive, it's pathetic.
Jerome, I appreciate your passion. Thank you very much. Lance of South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Busy day on the phones today. We're cranking.
Hey, I want to bring up an analogy for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
You got to take a look all the way back to Joe Kennedy when he was Joe Kennedy Sr., when he used to do insider trading, sell lookalike stocks, and he was a hell of a con man. But 1930, they made him a head of the SEC because they figured, well, it took a con man to, took a crook to catch a crook. And that's kind of my analogy of Donald Trump. You know, he knows the ins and outs, he knows where all the deals are, and he knows what's wrong, you know, and stuff. To me, he's the guy to fix it, you know, and stuff, but... So that's just my thought. You know?
Well, I think I totally agree with you. And again, every time you wonder sort of, okay, what's the strategy here, you should go back and read Art of the Deal. I mean, he wrote this book that describes his philosophy.
And you got to think where he grew up. You know, he had to do a lot of money under the table to get his deals going. And, you know, it's just part of doing business in New York City, you know, and stuff. You got to know what palms to rub and. So he knows what's wrong probably more than anybody. So if anybody's going to fix it, it's going to be him.
Yeah, great point, Lance. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. I have some news on John McCain. News on Robin Leach. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, Robin Leach. Robin Leach. Lifestyle of the Rich and Famous. Remember that guy? Passed away today at 76. More after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Over 30 inches of rain have already fallen from Hurricane Lane on Hawaii's Big Island. The other islands now appear to be targets of the storm. As FEMA says, its top priorities will be safety, security, food, and drinking water for the folks of that state. FEMA Administrator Brock Long on some of the worst-case scenarios they could find themselves up against.
There's a lot of uncertainty in this forecast. The real question is, when does it
it start to make its turn to the west, you know, if it drifts further north, then that means you're going to see storm surge as well as increased rainfall.
The storm now with 120-mile-an-hour winds. President Trump says that the Attorney General Jeff Sessions should be looking into what the president calls the corruption on the other side, tweeting that this morning, apparently referring to Democrats. This is USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline denim is just $21.24. The family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Some great things are happening at the University of Mary, but I repeat myself weekly, practically daily, practically always something happening. We're going to talk a little bit about an exciting new era to come in University of Mary athletics in just a moment here. Do you know Dale Lennon, the pride of Knox, North Dakota, is the athletic director there at the University of Mary? He probably did. Former, of course, football coach at UND. I went on to some D1 success there, and now he's back at the University of Mary. So that and a few other things on our table today. Here's the news that I promised you that is just breaking. And we have learned today that Senator John McCain, who's been battling an aggressive case of cancer, skin cancer, for over a year, has chosen to discontinue medical treatment. His family announcing that in a statement today, saying last summer Senator McCain shared with Americans the news that our family already knew. He had been diagnosed with an aggressive form of skin cancer, and the prognosis was serious. In the year since, John has surpassed expectations for his survival, but the progress of ideas and the advance of age render their verdict. With his usual strength of will, he has now chosen to discontinue medical treatment. So that news just breaking today. Wanted to pass that along to you as well. The other thing I wanted to tell you is that our conversation with Wilbur Ross, the Secretary of Commerce, from yesterday, will be on our Facebook page. We have the interview. And we also have the press conference in which he talked about, you know, his advice for the critics on this and what they ought to do. So we talked a lot about that today, so I want to just make sure I pass that along as well. Without any further ado, let me welcome two individuals and tell us some exciting news from the University of Mary this week, Jerome Richter and Michael McMahon. Gentlemen, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Scott, this is Jerome here. Happy to be with you.
Great to be with you, Scott. Thanks very much for having us on.
Jerome, I saw your brother Luke yesterday at the visit of Secretary Ross to Two North Steel, and he said he was the better-looking Richter brother. Just so you know. Better pass it on to the other brothers.
He doesn't have a lot of competition. He doesn't have a lot of competition. That's the problem.
So just pass that along. It's good to see Luke yesterday, that's for sure. So tell us.
He's a heck of a good man.
Tell us a little bit about what's behind this transformed look. And this new era of athletics at the University of Mary.
Well, Scott, it's exciting times here at the University of Mary for a lot of different reasons, but yesterday was a fun day. We revealed a new and refreshed logo of the Marauder here at the University of Mary. We've been desiring to do this for some time, not because we have any disheartening for the past or anything like that, but the old Marauder, let's call it, was a little bit outdated. We wanted to shift the colors a little bit, and then also just to make it easier and more friendly for printers, to be able to put it onto websites, these things. And here's what we forget. In 1990, when we produced the last one, there wasn't a thing that was easily accessible called the Internet. And we didn't have websites for everything that we did. And so the old mascot was actually quite hard to put into the website to do these things. And this one is just so much more friendly and available in that way. And as you mentioned, there is a new day in Marauders Athletics. As you mentioned, Coach Lennon is at the helm. Again, we're building on the past with an aggressive and exciting leaders in our new coaches, with Coach Bagnell, Coach Lebeda, a number of exciting coaches coming out of this.
Would you explain to folks what the Marauder is? I've actually heard Monsignor Shea talk about this, and it's fascinating. I think folks just think pirate, but they don't necessarily know all of the history. Give us a little of the color of the reason the University of Mary is named after the Marauders.
Well, Scott, that is a long history, and it goes back to 1970 when we started Marauders Athletics, and it was actually the student body that chose the mascot, the Marauders. And so we're the University of Mary. And if we're the University of Mary Marauders, you know that there's an alliteration there that makes it easy to roll off the tongue. And when you're trying to win football games and wrestling matches and baseball games, you know, you want to cheer for somebody that has a little grit in them. But at the same time, as a Christian, Catholic, Benedictine university, we know that all of us in one way or another are a bit of a marauder. We have things to work on. We have things to change. And when an 18-year-old shows up at the University of Mary, or even a 38-year-old, we want to help them to develop their character. We want to help them to grow in virtue. And so the Marauder is kind of a mascot for all of us, whether it's athletics or as a student, is where do I need to change? Where do I need to be converted? And for some of us, there's even kind of that moment, as we spoke about this yesterday, of redemption. Everybody has a chance to come to know truth, to come to know the person who is truth, and it's through that experience of conversion. And so we cheer hard for the Marauders. And it's easy to have a fight song for the Marauders compared to the Little Lambs.
Scott, I might just build on what Jerome has already said, and to say this is what Jerome just so beautifully said is depicted in art here, as long as we're talking about new things, at the Crow's Nest Campus Restaurant. If those of you who haven't yet been to the University of Mary to see it, there's a statue in the middle of our Crow's Nest Campus Restaurant that depicts the Marauder, a marauding pirate who's in a deep conversation with a monk. And it begins to tell, the longer you stare at that statue, at that depiction of beautiful art, the longer you begin to recognize what's at the heart of the University of Mary's nickname, the Marauders. And so, of course, we'd invite anybody out to take a look at that and to ask those around you about an explanation.
Yeah, you could just imagine some of the stories they're telling around that table you're talking about there, Michael. Bring us back to that day. So, what's the difference between a marauder and a pirate?
Ooh, now you've got to get technical on there. I was just proud of myself of being funny there in the last one, which nobody seemed to catch that. It's a lot easier to cheer for the Marauders than the Little Lambs, right? I sang a song when I was a kid, you know, Mary's Little Lamb.
See, I remember the conversation with Monsignor Shea. By the time I got done, the Marauder was darn near a saint. I mean, it was fighting for the right side. And the pirates, of course, you always think of as, you know, sort of scoundrels. So,
well,
you know, I guess it's in their virtue.
Yep. And so the difference between a pirate and a marauder, there probably really isn't a major distinction between the two. It'd probably be of the time period of the name. The meaning of the word. So a marauder naturally wasn't doing good things. They were out there kind of pillaging, being what they were. But again, it goes back to what I was saying before, that the first part of growth as a person, we believe, both educationally, whatever, is to say, first off, I don't know everything. There's some things I need to change about myself. It's not just about me. And so, like you said, the marauder can become a saint. That's the great desire for all of us, right, is to be a saint. And so, like, we hearken back into times of the past, we know that some of the greatest people in the world didn't start out being so great, and we want to keep building on that. And so we surely want to ask that for our student-athletes, right, to be aggressive, to be a success on the field, but at the same time that you're growing in virtue, you're growing in character. Otherwise, what's the point of athletics? As Mike so many times beautifully says, if the purpose of athletics isn't to grow in character, then what's the point? But yes, we have the goal, which is to win, and we want to win, and we plan to win.
This ties into our conversation from earlier, folks, and the text from Joe who said, you know, I'm an energy, I love the president, love everything he's doing, but I don't see him as a moral man, so I'm conflicted. What Jerome just said is he too can be a saint. It's more rather than looking back, looking forward. So fascinating conversation as always when I talk with my friends from the University of Mary. That's why I love this great institution. They teach the whole person. It's not, you know, they're able to do things that other schools are not, and all of that is so important. Any parent recognizes that. Michael, talk a little bit about this new era in athletics overall. Obviously, we're talking today about this new logo, but that's just representative of something much larger. You have Dale Lennon now as athletic director. Where is UMary Athletics going? What is the new era?
Well, I'm glad that you asked, but it's a multifaceted response, and Jerome has already mentioned a few of those, and you yourself have as well. Of course, there's new leadership. So building on the past, a series of great athletic directors and a legendary Al Borky, who we miss and pray for all the time. And then, of course, Roger Thomas, who led the transition for the University of Mary from NAI on to NCAA Division II. We're really grateful to the leadership that they established to establish the foundation of University of Mary Athletics and all the successes that we've experienced to this point. But then Coach Lennon has brought a new vigor and energy to our athletics program, and along with a number of new coaches. And so we've had a number of coaching changes over the course of the past year, and we've been so encouraged by that, by the young and vibrant energy that's in our coaching department. And there are players who have showed up on our campus in the last couple of weeks. They're, of course, excited, too. There's also one other thing that Mr. Richter just alluded to that I think is worth knowing, and that's this. The University of Mary aspires to do something that no other athletic department in the country aspires to do. We truly believe that out there, many coaches strive to teach character, but they end up worshiping the idol of winning. Instead of imparting character and imparting virtue first in their athletes, they start to try to do it as lip service. That if they balance it out and they do just enough character development, then that's the key. And at the University of Mary, we feel that we have got it flipped. And so we're striving to establish an athletic department that is firstly ordered toward virtue, toward building moral character in our student athletes. And then cares deeply about winning as well, because we feel like you can't actually develop virtue unless you are striving to win as well. And so it's what we think a revolutionary effort in collegiate athletics, and one that can only, we're best positioned in the whole country to do this well. And we're pioneers in a number of other areas as well. And so we thought, why not one more? We're excited about this new era and this new philosophy of sport that's occurring at the University of Mary.
Jerome, the culture of North Dakota very much includes a spirit of following teams and usually having that rivalry between the University of North Dakota and NDSU, and whether it's hockey, whether it's football, whatever. And obviously there's lots of other good programs, those two are the ones you hear most about. Is the goal for you, Mary, to continue to in this new era, rise up a notch and be part of that statewide conversation?
Absolutely. We will always be aspiring to that. And it with the transition that Mike just spoke of from going from NAIA to Division II, you know, there's some bumps in the road, but we've figured a lot of different things out as we moved along. And we've had great leaders in doing that, and now we have Coach Lennon to continue to help us to lead. And so it's very inspiring to see the energy, as Mike spoke, around the coaching staff, around Coach Lennon, and the future of Marauders Athletics. But it's also, as you know so well, it's got the future of the university.
That's interesting. I want to talk a little bit about the university side after a break here, if you don't mind. Hold tight, guys. We'll talk more after this. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
This is Scott Hanlon. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there is a solution with MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, North Dakota, Mineral Tracker is one-of-a-kind technology that is revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial. Call 833-842-2924. Go to MineralTracker.com or email info@RoyaltyMatters.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
No summer is complete without a trip to Medora. Folks, get there and get there quick because summer's slipping away. Here's Justin to tell us a little bit about what's new at Medora. And there's a lot, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely, Scott. You not only have to see the new Medora musical with a big patriotic finale, but in downtown Medora, we have new shows like Todd Oliver and his talking dog, Carl and Greta's cowboy sing-along for girls and boys to have a little fun. And, man, even a wonderful work show about Harold Schaefer. There's a ton of new stuff in downtown Medora. You have to stay a few nights.
The famous Medora musical, the greatest show in the West always. It is a must-see, and with summer slipping away, just make plans to get there and take that in and everything else, including some of those great new things that Justin is telling you about, too. 1-800-MEDORA-1 is the number to call for tickets. 1-800-MEDORA-1 or go online to Medora.com. Thanks, Justin.
Bully.
Bully for Medora.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
University of Mary campus in Watford City, North Dakota? You didn't? Oh, it's in the beautiful Rough Rider Center. Fantastic facility. I mean, it is amazing. They've got everything in there from, ice rinks, yeah, plural, to water parks, to meeting facilities, to a great place for concerts and arena events and, courts and tracks. And it's a phenomenal place. It really is. It's part of the quality of life of Watford City. And, of course, that north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt Park is among the most beautiful places. I actually say the most beautiful spot in all of North Dakota, because you're looking down into the Teddy Roosevelt Park from the perch there, the north side of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. Monahay Trail is there. A lot of great outdoor activities. Fabulous hotels. And if you tell them that you want the best of the West deal, you get 10% off. They're already low rate at those locations in Watford City. So tell them Scott sent you. Enjoy your time there. Finishing our conversation with Jerome Richter and Michael McMahon from the University of Mary, and you segued nicely into what I wanted to ask you next. We talked about athletics and the next era and the excellence that's going on there. You know, we've talked from time to time about things that are happening in engineering and across the campus, but it's hard to keep up with all the things that are happening in the new facilities. I'd like you two to talk a little bit about excellence that's happening and what's new with the university itself.
Scott, I want to hand this over to Mike in just a second, but I want to mention this. The University of Mary is very much in the desire to serve this region and to serve it well, as we always have, to see the needs and to serve them and the good people of this region and of the whole state of North Dakota. And one of those needs, which you've been talking a lot about and everybody is workforce development. And we believe that the University of Mary offers a lot in regard to that by the attraction of students here to the University of Mary that would most likely never come to the state because of our, again, Christian, Catholic, Benedictine heritage, because of our unique programs. We have 4 doctorates, 16 masters, over 60 undergrads, 17 NCAA varsity sports. And so we're attracting now about 55 to 60% of our student body from out of state. And these are kids that would most likely have never come to the state, and many of them are staying. And so I want to give kudos to Mr. McMahon here for his great leadership as our Vice President of Enrollment Management and attracting these kids and doing it well, and I want to give him the chance to speak about what's happening.
Well, thanks, Jerome. It's humbling to hear you say those things. But the easiest thing in the whole world, actually, is to be the Vice President for Enrollment at a place like the University of Mary. Because like you say, Scott, there's so much happening here at the University of Mary that that there's just an enthusiasm and an excitement that so many students now are attracted to the University of Mary and are interested in studying here, and that's from all across the nation. We really are now receiving interest from one coast to the other, and it's, of course, very encouraging to see that happen. This year, I'm sure that you know, Scott, that you've heard that our incoming class is going to beat our past historical record by a number approaching 20%. So we'll set a freshman recruitment record by over 20%. And that's just astounding. I don't think you would find another college or university anywhere in the country with recruitment gains year over year like those. And it's a testament to the leadership that we have here, to Monsignor Shea, who, of course, is carrying on the tone and commitment of the Benedictine Sisters of Annunciation Monastery, our founders and sponsors. We were established with great foundations, and it's encouraging to see what's happening here at the University of Mary, just in terms of student interest.
Have I heard correctly that there literally is like a waiting list? The interest has been, is that right?
Yeah, we had to implement a waiting list actually at the beginning of June, and that's the first time that that's ever occurred at the University of Mary. And it's looking, this, we're already, of course, recruiting for fall of 2019, and it doesn't look like things are slowing down. And so things are happening fast at the University of Mary. We literally don't have a single open bed for a male student on our campus. And that's a great problem to have, but now we need to think about what we're going to do next.
Amazing. It really is. What is next, Jerome?
What is next? Next is to have our School of Engineering fully up and running. And what do I mean by that? I mean by getting it accredited, having our first graduates. We have 3 classes now of engineers here at the University of Mary. Juniors, sophomores, and freshmen. We'll have about 100 of them here starting this fall. We need to get that built, designed, the labs done. Things are moving forward there. And then after that, we have plenty of things of Vision 2030 that we want to enact, but it's going to be in the dear Lord's hands, how he wants that to happen. You know, I was thinking of building that next residence hall, you know, the Hennen Hall residence hall after you made that multi-million dollar gift, Scott.
Yeah, right. That hasn't happened yet. But it is the future. It is the future we're talking about. So, you know, right. Yeah.
There's just so many exciting things. We're growing in our health sciences. We're opening up a campus in Fargo for a doctorate in occupational therapy. It's already full. We're the only university that is serving the entire state of Montana when it comes to occupational therapy in an advanced degree. And so it's just one thing after another. We continue to have our campus down at Arizona State University, which we're partnering with them, which is just an amazing, unique partnership.
As is usually the case, there's never enough time to cover all the things that are happening at the University of Mary. A big week with the new era in athletics and a new logo and also a great update and everything. Two fine vice presidents serving this institution so well, our friends Jerome Richter and Michael McMahon. Thank you both, gentlemen.
God bless, guys.
The clock tells us we need to leave for the day. We'll do it all over again Monday, though. God bless you, and thank you for listening to What's on Your Mind. Bye-bye.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.